The International Voice of the Netherlands, Radio Nederland, presents a program devoted to music by the Netherlands composer Oscar van Hemel, his concerto for violin and orchestra. Oscar van Hemel was born in Antwerp, Belgium in 1892 and was educated at the Royal Flemish Academy. In 1915, van Hemel settled in Amsterdam, where he worked as a violinist with the Netherlands Opera. And he says that this experience proved very valuable when he started to compose. In 1918, for reasons of health, he went to live in Bergen op Zoom, a quiet little town near the Belgian-Dutch frontier. He worked there for several years as a critic and as a teacher at the Municipal School of Music. The work of this composer is arousing increasing interest. In 1938, he was awarded a prize in Belgium for his piano trio, and a year later, he gained another one there for a piano quartet. In 1946 and 47, he won prizes in the Netherlands for a ballet for orchestra and also for the violin concerto which we're playing in this program. Other major works of his include two symphonies, an orchestral suite, a concerto for violin and piano with orchestra, chamber music, and several choral works. Van Hemel himself says that prior to 1930, his work was greatly influenced by French Impressionism and the Russian school. When Willem Pijper became director of the Rotterdam Academy, Van Hemel decided to study with him. He'd always had a great admiration for Pijper, and after working with him, Van Hemel's style underwent a great change. He shook off his former vagueness and his adherence to technical forms and began to compose more freely. Van Hemel is gradually attracting interest from abroad, and several European broadcasting organizations, particularly the Belgian, have presented his works in their programs. He began composing the violin concerto during the dark war days of 1943. It is written in three movements and with a fine feeling for the solo instrument. It offers the violinist many opportunities in the lovely cantabile passages. And one of the highlights is the slow cadenza in the first movement. The second movement is slow and suggests a quiet accusation against the misery of war. However, the mood changes in the third movement and all sadness is forgotten. And now a word about the soloist in this concerto, Theo Olof. He was born of Dutch parents in Bonn in Germany and was something of a child prodigy. He escaped from Nazi Germany in 1933 and settled in Amsterdam, where he continued his studies. During the German occupation of Holland, he tried to escape to England, but after many hardships, he was forced to return and go into hiding. After the liberation, he gave several concerts abroad, and in particular, he has come to be regarded as a champion for the works of some of the leading British composers. At the moment, he is the leader of the Residency Orchestra in The Hague. And now here's the concerto for violin and orchestra by Oscar van Hemel, played by the Utrecht Municipal Orchestra, conducted by Paul Huppertz, with Theo Olof as the soloist. That was the Concerto for Violin and Orchestra by the Netherlands composer Oscar van Hemel, played by the Utrecht Municipal Orchestra, conducted by Paul Huppertz, with Theo Olof as the soloist. The program came to you through the transcription service of Radio Nederland in Hilversum, Holland.